it's great weather tonight if you are walking your little ones from house to house, but maybe you're at the point where you're allowing them to go out on their own and do it solo or in a group without parental supervision. That night when you make that decision to stay home and send your kids off, that in and of itself is scary.
That is true. And it's also, it's just a really big milestone for parents and for kids. And I think the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, kids definitely need parental boundaries, but let's just remember that Halloween is one night of the year. And it's a magical night for most children, you know, and I would say even for teenagers. They love Halloween. So maybe it's a good idea to loosen up for one night, to let them eat all the candy that they want, to take a few risks with their costume. But there are some serious safety issues that you have to keep in mind for Halloween that have nothing to do with candy or costumes.
Now, let's talk about some of those, because it's not only costume choice, but where your kids want to go and then who they'll be with. A lot of things for parents to consider.
Right, it's true. And thank God for cell phones. You know, have your kid take a cell phone, have them call if they need anything. I also think that it's a good idea to have your kids check in with you once an hour or so, come back, drop off their candy, head back out. But in terms of safety, it might surprise parents, but the thing that you have to worry the most about is your kids crossing the street.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is one of the most dangerous nights of the year for pedestrian auto accidents. So make sure your kids of all ages have reflectors and just remind them again and again not to cross in the middle of the street and to be really, really careful about that.
Yeah, and to look both ways. You know, this is kind of an interesting time to have Halloween right before a midterm election. And the costumes might reflect for some kids some political views, which could get dicey, I think, amongst their peers and even when they go to ring somebody's doorbell.
Right. And also, you know, a lot of kids wear costumes to school or put them on right after school. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. And where I would draw the line is that if their costume choices put them in danger or are really offensive, that's when you just put your foot down and say, no, you're not wearing that. But if it's a little bit more in the gray area, I would explain why you think it's inappropriate, why you think it's risky, and then let them decide and let them pay the consequences. Again, it's a time to give your kids a little bit of freedom. And what do you want them to remember about Halloween? That it was the one night of the year that you didn't let them eat candy, that you didn't let them wear the costume they wanted? Mm. So that is, to me, it's a clear line. Don't let them do anything dangerous, but let them take a few chances.
Now, you know, for some of the older kids who are participating this evening, their parents are at work right now. They may come home and find a more risque costume than they were anticipating. So as you mentioned, it could trigger, before trick-or-treating or party time, some really difficult and uncomfortable conversations.
Right, it's true. And it's not just politics. It's my kids have come home. You know, they order a costume, it sounds good. And then when I see it on them, I think, ooh, that's really pushing it. Mm-hmm. So it's a tricky conversation, but I think have it. But I would be really careful about bossing your kids around because, especially as they get older, it just doesn't always go well. Let your kids take a few chances, but point out to them why you think it's inappropriate or risque or politically offensive. And definitely if it's dangerous, just tell them no.
Jerry Seinfeld does a great bit about how when he was a kid, his mother made him put a coat on to go trick-or-treating over his Halloween costume. And he'll never forget it because no one ever saw what he was wearing.
I know, and you don't want your kids to remember that. And I got to say, my kids are older now. They don't trick-or-treat. And I really miss those days. So yeah. I'd say to all the parents out there with kids who are still dressing up and having fun, enjoy it. Yeah. One day those days will be gone.
Yeah, it's okay if you're a little cold.
Exactly. Let them learn a good lesson. Exactly. They'll be back.
Yeah. Luckily, we'll have some really comfortable temperatures, it appears, for today and for tonight. Thank you, Leslie. Some
Thank
good advice.
You both.
That is parenting blogger Leslie Morgan Steiner from modernmom.com.